Pagkatapos mumoto ang Britain na umalis sa European Union, panahon na upang malaman kung ito ay magiging matigas o malambot na Brexit. At nalaman ni punong ministro Theresa May na ang mga palengke sa pananalapi ay nagkaroon ng masusing interes sa anumang suhestyon na nagpapahayag ng mga intensyon ng kanyang pamahalaan. Ang pound sterling ay bumaba sa pinakamababa nitong nakalipas na 10 linggo pagkatapos ng bukang tutungo ang Britain sa matigas na Brexit habang nakahandang isakripisyo ang palengke ng EU sa matigas na kontrol ng kanyang hangganan. Nang tanungin sa isang pulong pampubliko kung ang kanyang mga pahayag ay hindi naiintindihan ng tama, sinubukang linawin ni Theresa May ang kanyang mensahe.
I don't accept the terms hard and soft Brexit. What we're doing is going to get an ambitious, good, best possible deal for the United Kingdom in terms, as I say, of trading with and operating within the single European market. But it will be a new relationship because we won't be members of the EU any longer. We will be outside the European Union, and therefore we will be negotiating a new relationship across not just trading but other areas with the European Union.
Tumanggi ang punong ministro ng Britain na sumusubok silang dumampot at pumili ng pinakamagandang bahagi ng kasunduan sa Europa.
We mustn't think of this as sort of leaving the EU and trying to keep bits of membership. What bits of membership will we keep? It's a new relationship. We'll be outside the EU. We will have a new relationship. But I believe that can be a relationship which has a good trading deal at its heart. As I say, the best possible deal for the UK. But also, I think that deal for the UK would also be good for the rest of Europe as well.
At sa panimula ng negosasyon tungkol sa Brexit, hindi lamang ang palengke ng pananalapi ang nagmamasid ng matindi, kundi sa mga sinasabi din ni Theresa May.
Germany and Great Britain are friends. At the same time, we must also make clear, on the other hand, that access to the single market can only be possible on the condition of respecting the four basic freedoms. Otherwise, one has to talk about limits of access. These negotiations cannot be based on cherry-picking because that would have disastrous consequences on the other 27 member countries.
Für die anderen 27 Mitgliedstaaten.
Ito ay sensitibong panahon sa politika at ekonomiya ng Britain at naging mas sensitibo dahil sa serye ng welga sa perokaril. Ang 24 na oras ng welga ng mga nagtatrabaho sa London Underground Station ay nagdala ng gulo sa trapiko na tinatayang magkakahalaga sa ekonomiya ng milyon-milyong pounds. Natatakot ang punong ehekutibo ng London Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Colin Stanbridge, na ang welga ay sisira sa imahe ng London bilang isa sa pinakamalaking ekonomiya at pananalapi sa mundo.
What's more important in some ways is the message that it sends around the world. You know, we are trying to deal with Brexit. You know, London voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU. We're coming to terms with making success of being out of the EU. We can't have this message going around the world at this time that London somehow is closed or it's difficult to do business in London or it's difficult as a tourist.
Samantala, para sa isang tanyag na negosyo sa Britain, maganda ang nangyayari dahil sa kawala ng katiyakang Brexit. Noong 2016, ang tagagawa ng Rolls-Royce ay nagtala ng pangalawang pinakamaraming bilang ng kotseng na ipagbili sa kanilang 113 kasaysayan. Samantala, nagsabi naman ang punong ehekutibo ng kumpanyang BMW, Thorsten Müller-Otvos, na nakapangako siyang panatilihin ang operasyon sa UK, subalit may mensahe sa mga nakikipag-usap tungkol sa Brexit.
That uncertainty which is currently in the market around what will happen and so on is not really good because it is affecting consumer sentiment in a negative way. I'm of course highly interested in excellent trade relations with all our markets worldwide, and for that reason I would very much appreciate if the UK would stay in the European market.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.